Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 208 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for September 24th is, think about someone who made a difference in your life. Write down how you can make a difference in someone's life today. Follow through on your commitment. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care, is an often used quote that could go along nicely with today's challenge. And when I reflect on the people who have made the greatest difference in my life, they are the people who have shown an interest in my life. And the tool that we can use to show an interest in others is a simple one, but it can make a great difference in the lives of the people we use it with. And the tool is this: ask questions. It's one of my most favorite things to do. It's how we learn about others and about life, but it's also a great way to show others that we care. As I reflect on a coach who's made a tremendous difference on me as a coach and in life in general, is a man named Sean Taylor. Coach Taylor hired me for my first real coaching position. I had just graduated from college, and he was the varsity basketball coach in Quincy, Illinois. He hired me to coach 7th grade basketball after I had gotten the job to teach 8th grade U.S. history at the junior high in Quincy. I coached 7th grade basketball for 1 year, then 8th grade for 1 year, and then I worked as the varsity assistant with Coach Taylor the third year. I have so many memories of those years as Coach Taylor provided me with lots of opportunities. He always asked me to be involved in different aspects of the program. He would often ask my opinions on various strategies, even though I was fresh out of college, and he had many years of experience and a state championship under his belt. And although it's been many years since we have worked together, every time I see Coach Taylor, he asks about how I'm doing and how my family is. And his questions have always made a difference in my life. One of the best questions he ever asked me was if I wanted to create the entire practice plan 1 day a week for our basketball practices the year I was helping him. It was a question that would put a lot of responsibility on me. Coach Taylor knew that I wanted to be a head coach one day, and so not only was he asking me what I thought about how we should do things, he was actually providing me with the opportunity to take action and learn by doing. Leading by serving usually takes place when the leader is behind or next to their people, rather than out in front. It's about sharing in the responsibility and making sure people feel involved by asking questions and giving them opportunities to showcase their gifts and abilities. Because writing our own story is about discovering our gifts and abilities and sharing them with the rest of the world. And we often need someone to make a difference in our life by giving us the opportunity to develop and share those gifts and abilities. So how about you? Can you identify someone who made a difference in your life? Can you write down how you can make a difference in someone else's life today? And can you follow through on your commitment? Sometimes we get overwhelmed thinking we have to do miraculous things for every one of our students and athletes every day. But it's all about the power of one. Being intentional about making a difference in one person's life each day can have a tremendous impact. And that might be all it takes for a kid. One day, one time, of asking questions about their life, of giving them responsibility to develop and share their gifts and abilities. But it starts with us, by writing our own story, so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.